Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins podcast and A to Z Sports, joins us this morning. Kyle, man, there's a lot of stuff out there on this Kendall Lamb comments. Not that it really matters at this point, but he's playing for the Eagles now as their tackle or backup tackle. And so a lot of comments were made, and some people are saying, wait a second, he didn't say all those things. What do we know about what was said or not said? Not that it really matters.
So I just got done watching this morning an Instagram story from Kendall saying, I didn't say any of this, so I don't know where this is coming from. I actually do know where it came from. There is some... I want to call it a website, but it's either AI slop or intentionally misleading posts. As Larry Ogunjobi talking trash on Buffalo radio to about the Pittsburgh Steelers, and everybody wants to get out of this mess. There's another quote that exists on this quote-unquote website. And I guess a couple of Dolphins new media individuals saw the story, didn't do the fact check, shared it out. It gets blown up over the course of the weekend, and all these aggregation accounts make graphics to post, and it gets spread all over the place like wildfire. Kendall Lamb didn't say any of this. Now, I think it's very clear when you look at what the Dolphins did this offseason, they have feel like they had some realigning for their team culture and how they go about their business. But it doesn't need to get so far as we're just making stories up for guys on the way out the door. But unfortunately, that's the way social media works these days, and you don't have to give back the dopamine you get when your impressions are blowing up on your phone because you shared something, regardless of whether it's true or not.
Well, on top of that, Mike's made it a point to try to fix the culture and, you know, a completely off different kind of off-season take here as far as team building and all those things, and open about it, and guys not being late and being there for OTAs and all those type of things. So I got to ask you, we had some interesting stuff that is true, and that's Tyreek Hill doing a lot of yapping as the ambassador.
Yep.
Going to bring what's the chance that Tyreek Hill said, I'm going to be with Jalen Ramsey next week, and I'm going to talk to him, and we're going to get this worked out and get he and Mike together in a room, and we're going to shake hands, and Jalen Ramsey is going to be a starting corner. Have we gone too far, or do you think Tyreek Hill could get that done?
Good luck, Tyreek. That'd be what I say on that front. And if you pull that one off, I'll tip the cap to you. More power to you. But it certainly seems like the ship has sailed on both ends on that relationship. And you put a microphone, live mic in front of Tyreek, you never know what you're going to get. And he certainly didn't disappoint, because here we are on a Tuesday, a couple days later, talking about Tyreek. So.
Well, I got to tell you, in fairness to Tyreek, Kyle, the thing that impressed me the most is a guy leaves minicamp and the next day runs a 10 100 meters. When I heard that, I stood up and started clapping. Everybody goes, why are you clapping? I go, I just read Tyreek Hill ran a 10-1. Are you kidding me? He's still the fastest man in football. I thought he lost a little something last year. He must have been injured, because there were a few times down the sideline he didn't get the separation that we're used to seeing. And I'm not saying other guys can't run, but usually when that ball's in the air, he's got a different gear. And if he's running 10-1, I can't imagine anybody in football can run like that.
Well, and Joe, he also said at OTAs, he's down about 15 pounds. He's down to his playing weight in Kansas City, which is like 183, 185. And he said when he got traded to Miami, he was weighing 197. So that'll certainly help you get an extra gear back in your step. The question is, does that weight stay off for football season? Does that weight stay off because you were running to run a track meet, or did the weight stay off because you're trying to get your explosive gear back on the football field? I think if he stays down and weight a little bit, it would probably help him with some of that juice that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it'd be interesting where the first two seasons he's in Miami, he gets 170 targets, right? So you probably need a little bit more of the body armor. If they're going to be more balanced on offense, if he's not going to be a 170 target guy, but he's going to be a 120 target guy, hypothetically, I think maybe playing at that Kansas City playing weight would probably be beneficial for him and would probably have a better product at this stage in his career.
So I'm glad you said that, because I was going to ask you about that. I was just looking, like I know you've been looking at the skill set and how talented they are, with Tyreek on one side, Jalen on the other, Malik and Nick backing those guys up. And then on top of it, Achan and Jonnu Smith, you start looking. We're talking about a whole bunch of guys got spread out with the football, which is, you know, if you were just to look at the numbers, you're going, all right, not bad. But we were so strong with Jalen Waddle, who had 58 catches last year, a big drop off for him. And Tyreek's numbers, like, way off of his numbers. So how do we go about this with Jonnu Smith now? We know. And I'm guessing Tua is going to have even more confidence in him this year to get him involved even earlier in the year, not so many receptions late in the year.
Yeah.
And then Achan on top of it is a really good receiver with 78 receptions. It seems to me it's going to be more balanced, keep more people involved.
Yeah, and I think you don't have to look any further than the team that's been winning the AFC East a whole bunch in recent years, and Buffalo, and they moved on from Stephon Diggs. And the mantra that they had going into last season was everybody eats. And they aspire to be this very balanced, not target volume driven offense, but we're going to call a play. We're going to trust our guys because we have skill players that we think can win. And then we're going to trust the quarterback to make the right decision with the football and take it based on defensive coverage and the route leverage. What's the right read to disperse the ball? And then whatever a team gives you on a given week is where you're going to find your completions. And it led to Josh Allen obviously winning the MVP and being the most efficient version of himself as he's ever been. And kind of the Tyreek Hill 2K race, and obviously that prompts you to feel obligated to feed him the football at times. If that mentality can seep into this skill group, and it can be more about being balanced and then just taking what is available and what is given, and then you can be more balanced, so not just passing the ball and you're using your screen game to run the ball, but also just organically running the football. I think they can be pretty balanced, and it's going to be dictated on how teams choose to play you, who catches the football.
Right. Hey, I want to ask you about the depth at the running back position. We know about Achan, and then you got basically – three backs that are a lot bigger guys. I think Jalen Wright, I know they're really excited about how he played in camp so far in the OTAs and stuff. But I know some of it made bad reads outside and didn't follow blocks the right way. Some of it he just got hit when he got the ball handed off to him in the backfield and had no chance. But how do you feel about this group? Who ended up being the second guy, in your opinion, with the most carries?
I think it'll be Jalen, and I think he'll crack triple-digit carries this year would be my expectation, would be my prediction for that. Because I think that way it allows you to use Devon and his explosive elements and what he can do in the passing game. And the Dolphins have been at times a really good team with two backs, not a fullback, but two running backs on the field, with one of them being Devon Achan and the other one being Raheem Mostert over the last 2 years. So I think trying to get some of that back and using Devon at times as whether he's a pass catcher or he's the ball carrier or he's the eye candy to pull your linebackers to create a crease to run in between the tackles. That's kind of how I see that other back being involved. And I do expect it to be Jalen Wright because I think he's got the best blend of all the skills. And then between Madison and Ollie Gordon, it's between which one of you two guys can consistently convert in those got-to-have-it short yardage situations and run through tough piles and push the pile and fall forward and convert. And I think Ali can be more than that long term, but I think that's where you see the immediate opportunity that exists because both he and Alex are even more dense than Jalen is.
The one thing I really like about this team is the talent they have in the skill positions with Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. Both, I think, have something to prove. I think they're both going to be motivated. Jalen got to be the number one guy this offseason, so he got a lot more time with Tua. Jonnu Smith now is once they get things worked out, and hopefully they do, and then even the backup situation. But I like their skill set. Gives you a chance to score a lot of points. You like the group coming back?
Yeah, I think that it's an area where they, as of right now, have all of the pillar players that were kind of the identifying pieces, and you know what you have with those guys. And it really felt like the ancillary players that they brought in, the Nick Westbrook Ikines, the Pharaoh Browns, the Madisons and Ollie Gordons. It was about recalibrating some of the little things and getting more complementary skill sets to be more balanced and interchange those identifying pieces with players who can allow you to execute more than just if you're going to pass the ball and it's Hill, Waddle, Odell at one point last year, Jonnu Smith and Devon Achane as your five skill guys, you're probably not running the ball, right? Like if those five guys are on the field at the same time, you're not going to run the football. So I think having that amount of guys that, hey, we can feature this guy or we can put this guy as the early progression, and then having other players now that you can interchange around it to be more balanced, I think is how I see the picture of what they're trying to achieve this offseason with the skill group in particular playing out.
All right, so we agree, and I'm with you. Jalen Ramsey still, no matter what Tyreek tries to do, he's not going to be here. I think most people feel that way. We also know Jair Alexander is going to be playing for the Ravens, so all the rest of those guys are still out there. Those guys are going to be looking for a job here the next few weeks, right? I'm guessing they all want to be in camp to start and realize that you got to get in some kind of football shape so you don't get hurt, or teams are aware of that. Is there a front runner that you still like? Is it Asante Samuel or somebody else?
What's interesting on this whole backlog that exists with Jair is obviously was a late addition to the pile and goes with his college teammate Lamar and signs there. I think it was Jeremy Fowler for ESPN reported over the weekend that, like, the next league domino that everybody's waiting to drop is Jalen Ramsey. So it's like with Miami, with the Jonnu Smith situation, and Miami with who they signed to replace Jalen Ramsey and the rest of these corners waiting to figure out what landing spots are most interesting. It really is interesting how much really is going to pivot off of how much does Miami have to pay to get an asset that they like to make the move for Jalen Ramsey, because if they didn't have to do that, this deal would have been done a long time ago. But as far as the market of guys that are still out there, the one guy that we know has been reported had a visit and an offer was Rasul Douglas, most recently with Buffalo and Green Bay before that. And knowing that interest existed, I think I would probably just lean into that, and that would be my pick at this point in time as compared to Asante as another young guy with a medical risk, where if you go with the veteran player, you got a lot of young guys in the room, it might benefit you from having a guy as an outside corner who has experience. And not to say Asante Samuel Jr. couldn't bring that, but he's the kind of player that, you know, if he stays healthy and has a strong bounce back, could be a long-term answer for somebody. I don't know if the Dolphins are going to play in that end of the pool for the finances that it might require to secure a guy like that or not. I'm not sure.
I am really curious when this thing starts up. You want to see, and there's a whole bunch of different parts of this team to keep everybody busy, especially you doing this for a living every day as well. But I'm really curious about Cam Smith to see if he can really be, because this got to be his last shot, to see if he can be an every down player. And another guy that's been a great teaser down here is Ethan Bonner, who looks great in camp, great reports, all the guys, all the receivers, all this dude can play. He's gotten so much better. He's fast. And then we get in games when guys go down, and they put a lot of people, special teams, cornerbacks, seem to bounce ahead of them getting snaps.
Yep.
I'm really curious to see if they get over the top and give him more opportunities to actually be a starter this year and get quality snaps.
Yeah, and it's not lost on you. Go back to 23, and he was the guy that got the chance ahead of Cam Smith. And I think what is interesting is they have a lot of names that I would be really excited about being potentially your fourth or fifth corner. How does that room shake out so that those guys get in those spots? And then the guys that don't win that head-to-head battle, whether it's Cam Smith on a rookie contract as a former day two draft choice, or some of the other intriguing players like Storm Duck, like, you can't keep them all. So on one hand, you're going to probably move on from a guy that you think has some potential to be a good player, but you just have a logjam of kind of the bottom half of cornerback room type of players right now based off what we currently know about who they are as players. So that competition is going to be really intense, and we'll probably get the cuts, and there's probably going to be a player that you're like, dang, I wish we could have kept on to him. But it's just the nature of having too many players that kind of are on the same career pathway right now, if you will.
Kyle, the other question I have, and it's one of these besides Jalen Ramsey, you got two guys. Listen, I don't want anybody watching practice, especially quality players like Jonnu and Zach. Two really good players. Two of your best four or five players on your team last year. And I get they want extensions. I think they're going to be hurt a little bit by what happened last year with all those extensions. Absolutely none of them worked out to what we thought we were going to get. None of them. So I'm wondering, over the top of Chris Greer's head, somebody's got to sign off on those deals. What do you think's out there for those two? You need them both. I want them happy, and I want them at practice day one, ready to go in every drill. So what do you do?
It really is tough. And I think that's where the Ramsey situation comes in, where you're going to be offloading some cash. Now, you're not going to probably be offloading cap savings, but you can restructure a couple contracts and get whatever you'd lose by moving on from Ramsey if you have to eat some salary to get a trade done. But you're going to be off. Ramsey is $21 million in cash that he's owed. You're perceived to be signing a replacement player. You're perceived to be eating some of that $21 million
right
to get rid of Ramsey. What's left over after those two things happen?
Yeah.
Because that, I think, is the most probable source, because then you'd be adding no extra cash burn, at least for this year, to what you're currently scheduled to carry right now. So I think the Dolphins, that's what makes all of this so complex and tied together, and why I thought to mention the Jeremy Fowler, like the entire league waiting on this domino to fall. It includes the Dolphins in internally handling their own business, I think.
Yeah. Well, listen, a lot of teams are going through this. I know we're not the only ones, it seems like, and a lot of our fan base thinks we're the only ones going through all this.
Oh, every team's got somebody.
Yeah, somebody's not happy and threatening to either not show up or watch a lot of practices and do very few drills. So anyway, hey, as always, Kyle, really appreciate you coming on. A lot of good stuff. Really appreciate it.
Great catching up with you, Joe.
Kyle Krabs, the host of Locked On Fence podcast and A to Z Sports, and one of my favorite guys for sure. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Don't go away. We got some NBA stuff. Brian Geltzeiler is going to join us here in this 8 o'clock hour coming up. We'll talk to him. Hey, are you feeling stuck on the sidelines right now? A little bit, guys? Anxiety? Depression? Maybe because some tough times you've been through in a relationship, job, something's just not going. And we go through it, man, through life. It happens. Maybe you're leaning a little too much on the booze right now. Every guy hits a rough patch, even the pros. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. Expert doctors who have helped 19,000 people in 13 years, custom care, and so many great little things that they do in their programs to really help you get some success and get out of that funk. No judgment, just results. Most insurance is accepted. Time to call an Audible. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. That's recoveryunplugged. Heal out loud.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, let's get you some weather. It's brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. We are in the mid-80s and a 15% chance of rain today, Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you so much, man. We got a lot of stuff, going on here this morning. Brian Geltzeiler is going to join us, Sirius XM NBA and NBA TV. He'll join us about 10 minutes from now. We'll talk to him about the Heat and the draft, 20th pick, NBA draft tomorrow. And then on top of that, what's out there to trade for, free agency, what might be a good fit for the Heat. Taking a little heat over not getting a KD deal done. And a lot of people on the shows yesterday thought Pat should have given up a little bit more to try to get the KD deal done instead of allowing him to and Houston to make that deal where KD will now play for next year. So anyway, everybody's all over the board on this. I know Woody doesn't feel strongly about KD. I think he's still I think he'd be great for Bam and Tyler, especially if you could keep those guys. And I probably would have given up Ware, to be honest, if Ware was a big piece. And the Heat don't feel that well that way. They seem like they really like their young center. Woody, did you see enough from him? The upside, obviously, they did. That's all.
No,
that matters.
No, absolutely not. But hey, man, they've earned the benefit of the doubt over there, haven't they? They've done enough over the years, but
they just haven't been in this kind of situation.
I get it. You don't want to tie yourself to Kevin Durant at this stage in his career.
I don't think
anything's
a long term tie yourself to. That's the other thing, Woody. I don't. Do you think anything's
short-term, like, long-term? Like,
no,
short-term. I get why they didn't want to do that. 37 short-term. I get why they didn't want to do it.
Okay.
I don't think it makes you some sort of contender in the
East. Well, who are you going to get that can put the ball in the basket?
There's no one you're going to get right now. That was probably it. They're going to have to bring a lot of those guys back and probably be a very similar team.
And then what are you willing to give up in a deal? Or is this – I know part of this is going to be the development program that we hear about and the Heat have bragged, you know, talked about for years, and the guys have put in all the work and come back and end up being really quality guys, especially when we were in the playoff runs. We had a couple guys that anybody could have had, and the G Leaguers, and bounced around a couple NBA teams and came here and got their opportunities and we're really good players, really good role players, really good. And I just feel like they'd like to do that with Ware and Jovic, two former first-round picks for the Heat, 6'10 and 7-footer, that they think there's big upside. And I'm guessing Spo's been in on this. He's got to coach him every day and sees it with his coaching staff. But, I think we're all kind of curious and realize they need a – another scoring option in there. Somebody else that can do it. Bam averaged 18 points a game. Tyler Hero just under 24 points a game. He had the big breakout year for him and played a lot more games and all those type of things, but not good enough. All right, listen, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. Brian Geltzeiler is going to join us when we come back. But first, before I do, I want to take a second this morning to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. Yeah, I've been talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Man has no life. He's always working to get you a mortgage. This man is good. Hey, first-time home buyers, he's got great rates for you, can get you approved quickly and get you in the ballgame for that home you really want. Self-employed, been declined by the banks? Michael Kotze's got a special program for you. I always tell everybody, go to Google Reviews on the web. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. That's Choice Mortgage Reviews. A lot of folks saying a lot of nice things about the work ethic and the great service and getting deals done for more than 35 years right here in South Florida. Reverse mortgages, 62 or older. All that equity in your home, you qualify if you'd like to get that money out. Debt consolidation and everything else. All you have to do is go to Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. The man has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, before we get back to the show here, it is giveaway time, and we are giving away tickets to the Marlins' third annual Red, White, and Brew Party when they host the Brewers on July 4th. We will take caller number 4, 305-567-0560 right now, and we will get you set up for the third annual Red, White, and Brew Party. Marlins and Brewers, 4th of July. Yeah. Can't beat that.
Yeah, no. 4th of July belongs to baseball. It does. By the way, you know, for years, doing radio for a long, long time now, it used to be after mini camp, everything kind of ended, right? The playoffs kind of ended in the NBA and NHL and about the same time. And so, but now, holy smokes, we've got all the drafts coming up, but we also have Inter Miami's joined the party. And, boy, I'll tell you what, they got a huge game. This has been great for what they're doing. As Woody said earlier, if you haven't listened or you haven't driven down by the airport in Miami, that stadium is going up fast. And you'll notice now. You'll see it. It is but they're flying on that project. Looks like every time you're down there, it looks closer and closer to being done. And on top of that, Inter Miami has got a nice little story as they advance to the round of 16 last night with a 2-2 draw. And so now they will play arguably the best team in the world, the best club in the world, PSG out of France. And so they'll play that game in Atlanta. Too bad we couldn't have that one. Mercedes-Benz Atlanta, a stadium. And that's June 29th. But what a story. Last night, about 61,000 at Hard Rock Stadium to see. You know what? This is great. This is great for Inter Miami last night to allow a lot of fans that haven't maybe had a chance to see. It'd be really interesting how many fans were there last night that haven't been to see Messi in person. And see that team. And they jumped out 2-0, by the way, in that game. Suarez's second goal. And then they had to hang on after giving up a couple of goals in the second half there. And almost at the very end of time, able to make a couple of great saves. So they get the draw last night. And so they move on. Move on to round of 16. And they will be what you call a heavy underdog for this game coming up against one of the two best. Real Madrid still in this tournament. They're always
plus 1400 if you're going to get in early.
Put 100 for 1400.
Well, you could parlay it. You could go Inter Miami to win and Messi to score a goal, get you up to plus 2000. I've been working some things this morning.
Well, you have.
By the way, congratulations to Alex from Miami. He got the tickets here for the Marlins. We'll have those the rest of the week.
How many tickets are there for this? You doing twos or fours?
These are twos. Okay. Pairs, yeah. But we'll have them the rest of the week as well. So however many days there are left in this, three more days left this
week. Yeah, that's good. Good stuff for 4th of July.
And we have our other thing, too, where we're going to be giving away the meet and greet.
Oh my God, we haven't done that yet?
Well, that's going to be on Friday, so that will be on Friday.
And that's with Sam Reinhart?
Yes, it is. That is Sam Reinhart at Palm Beach Autographs in Wellington. He's going to be there Saturday. Friday, we'll give away a ticket for you there to have a meet and greet and an autograph with him.
Man.
And Palm Beach Autographs is located at the mall at Wellington Green in Wellington.
We may have to try to wake up Sam Reinhart before this thing to pump it up a little bit. And
it's not a bad idea.
And then get a chance to talk about how about his 2 years here, the last 2 years.
So far, so good, yeah.
Sam Reinhart, how do you like the Panthers so far? He's like, I don't know, you know, four goals in the clincher. And in game 7 last year, the winning goal. Yeah, I like it here with all the goals he scored. Hell, he must have scored 100 goals in the last 2 years in regular season.
Someone ripped down here. They said most people were there to watch Palmeiras.
That's right.
I don't know if that's true or not, by the way.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was past my bedtime.
Yeah, mine too. So if that's what it was last
night. I don't have a subscription to that network.
No, me neither. Me neither. So got to get up in the morning.
Too many damn subscriptions, man. It never stops. Where's the game on tonight? Oh, it's on the Zone, DAZN, whatever the thing is.
How the hell am I going to find that?
It's an app, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, the Jake Paul fight's going to be on there.
No, I don't want to see that.
I know you don't.
The bum. I don't want to see him.
The other fight's on Netflix, though. The Canelo Crawford, I think, is on Netflix for free.
All right. Hey, Brian Geltzeiler.
Not that anyone cares.
Had to cancel. Had something come up. He's going to join us tomorrow, which I'd rather have him tomorrow anyway. So it's great before the NBA draft. We'll jump into everything with him. So, Woody, we've had all this talk, and I think, everybody, I see Ira working on, everybody trying to figure out how the Heat get better. They can't come back with the same team. They realize growth of what they have, sure, great, and you want to develop your own players, and they've done as good a job through the years as anybody. But they also got to upgrade this. They made some mistakes on this team. Rozier was a mistake. He just didn't work out. It happens. Happens to everybody. But I don't know how you go out and find another guy who can score. I don't know what they're going to do. There's to fill that and find a guy, to match in. And I get, they don't want to give up some certain guys. Nope. Tyler, Bam, not going anywhere. Like them. There are guys, or former first round picks, it looks like Ware's now in that group too, the first round pick last year. Nikola Jovic might be in there too. You know, people interested in him. Only 22 years old, 6'10". Boy, he's a teaser. That was kind of a teaser season, right? Like some guys, Hawk has struggled most of the year, but there were some guys that just teased us coming off the bench and had their moments, and then. And Jovic is one of those guys. He, at times, put up some really good numbers without playing a lot of minutes and coming off the bench. And, you know, you're a first-round pick. You want those guys to 6'10". Can't teach that. But got great skill set, no question about it. But I am really curious to see what Pat Riley is going to do, because you just can't throw Wiggins – and Rozier into deals and think that's going to get it done, or you're going to get something back, some quality back. DeMar DeRozan, 35 years old, 22 points a game for the Kings. I don't know. Everybody keeps saying that you might be able to get that. Does DeMar DeRozan coming in here? Guy's always been able to score. Not really a three-point shooter, mid-range shooter, for folks that have watched him and Chicago and Sacramento, but I really curious to see what the next move is going to be now that Kevin Durant, whether you like Kevin Durant or not, we're on his, they looked at him. I think Pat would have loved to have had him, but obviously he didn't want to give up too much for a guy that's going to be 37 years old when this basketball season starts. That's was going to be an issue. Moving on from that story, the other one, Woody, I did want to bring up was with our soccer team, this Inter Miami, these games, and they're getting ready to play the biggest game they've ever played against the best team in if you're going by the championships they've just won in the year PSG just had.
You're a Paris guy now. I know.
Well, I'm not. I just know.
A couple days there. You're a Paris guy.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they're really good. They're a really good team. I mean, they probably the best
team.
Well,
I would think, yeah, they're pretty big favorites.
Real Madrid is also considered still to be one of the best teams, and they're still in this tournament, but they're playing PSG. This is the biggest game, and I think a really important game for Inter Miami.
Are they the fourth most popular team in town now? Pro team?
I don't know.
Did they jump the baseball
officially? Probably. These games help.
It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
These games help a lot. I just don't know if it's too late for Miami to ever see 20-25 a game.
Baseball? Like,
yeah. Ever. No matter what they do. They'll have nights when they're good that people will show up when the good teams show up and they'll get some good crowds. But I'm talking on a regular basis.
Well, they will never spend the money to compete with the, you know, the Mets or Yankees, any of those teams.
Oh, most, yeah.
Mets, I mean, they're not spend a the lot. Big market teams. They're not going to compete.
Braves still
with, yeah.
spend a lot, even though they're
Philly,
not very
like,
good.
They're not going to compete
no,
with those guys.
They're not going to spend Philly's money. Philly spend a lot of money right now on,
not spending any
on
money.
That roster. So,
so to answer your question, no, they're not going to compete at that level, obviously.
But
it seems like the soccer has passed it by.
Well,
they're kind of crazy.
Soccer has soccer is popular with kids, man.
They're going to get more people when that stadium opens down there in Miami, which it seems like it's making progress. I drove by the thing
What's
yesterday.
That thing going to hold? Did you remember what they said it would hold? It wasn't a crazy amount of people.
I'm guessing 25 or 30 or something like that.
It's going to have more suites.
Top of my head, but
the suites are important.
I'm guessing they will outdraw the baseball.
Well, yeah, they're doing that now. I mean, they get more. They get 20,000 every game. Yeah, they're beating that. But baseball has got
that's crazy,
cut out.
Though,
and,
man.
And by the
it?
Way, the baseball's been over backwards. You said this. They're giving away all kinds of stuff, and you can bring senior citizens for certain games, and you've got all these specials they're running. They give away great stuff. They got great stuff to give away, hoping that'll work, and they are. And listen, they have to be right now. They have to during this time of trying to figure out who can play. And when a guy gets cold, they put him back down in the minors and they bring another guy up. And if he goes cold and trying to figure out how much to play guys. And once, we've had a couple guys been hot for a while, then cool off and welcome to, you know, being in the big leagues and learning, you know, they figure out what you can and can't do real quickly. Pitchers can when it comes to, at bats, there's no question about that. But yeah, man, I do worry about baseball. They got a great facility. They do. That is a gorgeous place. You know, again, on rainy days, you go down there, nothing's getting delayed. But
it's almost at 25,000 seats.
25,000.
You were right on. I think you nailed it right on the head there.
I knew it was.
By the way, apparently the game was on TBS last night. TBS.
Okay.
Whatever app that's on these days.
It was a late start. I was going to have no shot, though.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
No shot. But they have moved up. I'm not disagreeing. And Messi is a rock star and will be a rock star till the day. And it looks like he's going to do an extension to keep playing.
I would think. It's just a better product. And I'm not a huge soccer fan. It's just a better product.
Yeah. They got some guys with, like, serious, like, Messi goals and things that he still does. Free kicks, everything else is...
I don't agree with this, by the way. Guy said stop with the soccer nonsense. Once Messi retires, that brand-new stadium will be empty. I don't think so.
Well, it's going to be hurt.
Of course it'll hurt.
There are people that go to see Messi. He's not completely wrong.
Absolutely. But I don't think that new stadium will be empty. I do think they are going to have a fan base.
That remains to be seen. That they can do it without former stars on that team. That I think, is a fair question.
Someone said TBS is a channel. What do you mean, what app? I haven't had cable in like 10 years.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah, TBS.
Everything is a streaming situation
cable.
For me.
It is?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, so you covered
Are you a cable man?
Yeah.
Of course you are.
Yeah, I don't sit and get all wrapped up in social media stuff. You'll be talking unless you tell me. I have no idea. Yeah. You know,
Everything's an app, man. Because you could do everything on its own now.
All right. You don't just have normal cable?
No, I haven't had cable in a long time.
Oh, all right. We got 9 o'clock hour coming out here. By the way, that's a fair question. What are they going to look like the day Messi's done in that new ballpark, new stadium?
There will be a drop-off. But I still think they're going to do okay.
Him just showing up and sitting next to Beckham at a game is not...
Well, they got to find the next Messi. Who's the next star at the end of the run?
I don't know. He's not going to be Messi, though.
No, but I'm guessing they'll find someone.
They're not. Well, he's one of the greatest players of all time, if
don't
not the greatest player.
Is there some guy on this team we're playing? Does Paris Saint Germain? Why do we get ahead of that guy?
They don't have a Messi. He's not on that team anymore. You dumbass.
No.
He's playing for Real Madrid.
Shut up, Mr. Paris.
And he's got some health issues right now. He's not even playing.
Okay,
yet.
Mr.
Why don't you
Paris.
Start following your soccer?
You spent 3 days in Paris, and now you're.
I was
okay.
Hey. Once you go into those stores over there, man, you get all fired. Don't start hating on me, man. Don't start hating on me for that because I got into it. Hey, I want to talk to you about my friends at Air Around the Clock. Air conditioning and plumbing and all the great work they do, the great service they do. 135 trucks on the road, 36 years of experience, 7 days a week. They're working. They understand when it comes to air conditioning problems and plumbing problems, you got to have really good people. And they got to be willing to work. So they train them, get them ready to go. That's what they do for the last 36 years. Big Daddy Lenny passed away. But I got to tell you, I was so glad that Eric and the guys kept this thing. And they just keep it going. It's getting bigger. It gets better. With 135 trucks on the road, 7 days a week, Air Around the Clock. Plumbing, by the way, some of the best plumbers in the business as well. Again, 7 days a week. When it comes to water heaters and air conditioning units, if you need them, we have a warehouse full of them. All different sizes. So once you have that emergency and you make that call, same day installation is always the goal. And if not, we'll see you the next day. Financing plans as well to help you out during another hot summer coming up here. Hey, the next time you have an air conditioning or plumbing problem, I want you to remember Air Around the Clock, air conditioning and plumbing, and know you are going to get great service from people that know a thing or two about air conditioning problems and plumbing problems. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922 for Air Around the Clock air conditioning and plumbing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.